You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Kings. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Kings fans, happy Monday. You're listening to Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, bringing you all sorts of feelings about the Los Angeles Kings, who are starting their season very soon. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of this show. Always glad to be here with you as you make Locked On Kings your first listen, or, 6 p.m. listen of the day, every day here on this show. I'm excited that we are getting back to the regular season, that we'll be getting back into like a regular rotation of podcasts and talking to other people from other shows and learning about other teams and not just wondering what the heck it is that the Kings are doing and what they're going to look like, because we know now. On today's show, we're going to take a look at the roster as it stands. The Kings made their final cuts as they worked to be compliant with the NHL requirement that opening day rosters be submitted by today. Of course, things can change, but right now we do have a final quote-unquote roster, so we'll take a little bit of a look at that, as well as the already leaked but now officially announced third jersey for the Kings this season. We'll get a little bit of a glimpse at that as well. But first up, let's look at the roster, because since the last time we spoke, the Kings made some additional moves. They waived both Austin Wagner and Austin Strand. Strand, not really a surprise, although he has certainly held his own at the NHL level. On defense, it's just really a game of numbers at this point, and he just happened to be the odd man out. Austin Wagner is a little bit more of a surprise, only if you consider surprise to be, well, this guy has been an NHL regular. I think that anyone who has watched Austin Wagner over the past few years has rooted for him, has wanted him to, really put his whole game together, isn't surprised to see him waived. Neither of those guys were picked up by any other teams, so they are officially being assigned to the Ontario Reign. Watching how Wagner reacts particularly will be interesting. He is a player who, I think anyone who gets sent down to the AHL, and Patrick Williams, who is a longtime AHL reporter, kind of tweeted to this effect earlier today. Whenever a player is sent down, it is what you make of it. And his point basically is no one is making it a permanent send down to the AHL except for you, the player. Your fate is kind of in your hands. And that's not 100%. You can be the best player in the world, and if your team doesn't have room for you, they don't have room for you. But you could get into a situation where another team will claim you, or your team will trade you to find you a new home, whatever. But Patrick tweeted about it. I have certainly seen it many times over the years that I've been covering the AHL as well, is that sometimes a player gets reassigned to the AHL, and then they get an attitude about it. And they let it impact their play. They let it kind of get in their head. And I get it. No one wants to be told, especially a player who has been in the NHL, been a regular, no one wants to be told, hey, so this isn't for you now. Like, that has to stink. That has to be a big blow for your ego, for your confidence, whatever. But the players who make it back up, either with their current team or as part of a trade later, are the guys who go down with the right attitude and who go down and say, okay, there's clearly something that I need to do to be better, to win my way, to earn my way back up to the NHL. And some guys are successful in that. Some guys take that to heart. They come out strong in the AHL. They make noise. They make themselves get noticed. And their team has to figure out what to do with them and has to, get that player back in the conversation of getting called back up. So I'm going to be really curious to see how Wagner performs, how he adjusts or adapts to this fact that he has been reassigned to the AHL, or loaned, I guess, technically, they call it, because he is a player who I think can still be an impact player. I think he has the tool set. He just has never been able to put it all together. And I think is a little bit of doesn't really know what role he is supposed to be playing. Like, is he the physical guy? Is he the grinder? Is he the guy who's going to drop the gloves to defend a teammate? Is he just the fast guy? Is he new Trevor Lewis, like fast but doesn't score? You know, there's just a lot of unanswered questions about how he fits in with the team, what they want out of him, and is he actually able to do it? And for some players, it just isn't going to work. And I think Kings fans have seen enough of Austin Wagner over the years to know that he just has not been able to get it together at the NHL level. So we'll be really curious to see how he responds to this, how he works to either step up his game or if he just sort of kind of wilts in the AHL because he doesn't want to be there. That's going to be really fascinating to watch. But both of those guys, Strand and Wagner, both Austins, reassigned to the AHL. The Ontario Reign actually have their final preseason game tonight. It is against the Gulls. They're actually playing in Honda Center, so it's the Gulls in the Ducks territory. Tickets are free, so if you're listening to this before the game starts, you can go pick up a ticket online and then head on over to Anaheim, I guess. 7 p.m. Pacific is the start of the game. Doesn't look like there's going to be a video stream of it, but we've got Josh Schaefer and Jared Schaefer, both of our broadcast folks from the Ontario Reign. They're going to be doing the live audio call of it. You can find it on the Reign's Mixler channel, so the Ontario Reign's official audio place. You can just go to the Reign's Twitter, and there's a link there. I'm sure it's also on their website. But one last tune-up, sort of, for the Reign before their regular season gets started. And presumably Wagner and Strand will be, hopefully, maybe, starting to fit in there and seeing what they've got. So that is the latest in terms of roster moves, reassignments, whatever. Coming up after this, we're going to look at the Kings roster as it stands, because cutting those guys means that we now have an opening day roster. So all of that is coming up next on the show. Before we get into that, though, I want to tell you all about DirecTV, because it is a great, simple way to get all the entertainment that you love without all the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. You don't have a million more remote controls to deal about. You don't have to buy another device. There's no annual contract. It's just a nice, simple way to stream all of your favorites, including stuff like live TV. So stop the waiting. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices are required and content varies by package. We're going to get into the Kings opening night roster right now, but first, thank you so much for making Locked On Kings your first listen every day. Once you're done listening to us, make sure you're also checking out the CrossChecks live NHL season preview show. It's hosted by Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark, and is going to be live on the Locked On NHL YouTube page on Tuesday, October 12th, that's tomorrow, from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So, I don't know, sneak out of work early or something, just, you know, prop your phone up, stream it on there. Andrew and Mary tee up the new NHL season with a look at key storylines around the league, featuring drop-ins from a roster of local NHL hosts, fantasy insights from Locked On Fantasy Hockey's Scott Cullen, and an award and Stanley Cup playoff predictions. So check that out. Make sure you go give it a listen, give it a watch on the Locked On NHL YouTube page tomorrow, October 12th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And of course, if you miss it, you can catch it later. So before we get into the Kings roster, one other thing I wanted to mention is that the Reign have also had to do their own roster juggling now that players have arrived at them. As I mentioned, Austin Wagner, Austin Strand, both joining the Ontario Reign. The Reign cleared up their goaltending logjam by assigning a couple of goalies out to the ECHL. Lucas Parikh, who signed an AHL deal, is going to Rapid City. John Lethemon, who's also on an AHL deal, is going to Greenville, where he's been playing the past season at least. So the Reign right now are left with Garrett Sparks, Matt Vallalta, and Jacob Ingham. So that's going to be also an interesting roster battle to watch and see what happens, see if all three of those guys if stay there, if the Reign decide to carry three goalies, or what happens. So keep an eye on that as well as the Reign get ready to start their season. Now for a look at the Kings roster. Like I said, those moves by the Kings to send Strand and Wagner to the Reign got them to their limit, their required roster size for the NHL. If you've been counting at home, you may realize that the Kings technically have 26 players on their roster when they have to have a maximum of 23. How can they do that, you may be wondering? Well, the answer is because a bunch of people are hurt. Right now, we have Andreas Athanasiou, who has not played, has not skated with the group since he was hurt early on in training camp. We have Olli Maatta, who was injured as well early in the preseason when he was hurt against Vegas. And we have Elias Andersson, who was hurt in the last game against the Ducks. He left after the first period of the game. This also doesn't count Quentin Byfield, who made the roster technically, but is hurt and will not be, you know, counting for it. I presume that he's going on long-term injured reserve at some point. Regardless, the fact is people were hurt, so it means we don't have to, like, do math. What does this mean for the Kings? Well, it means, first off, Arthur Kaliev has made the opening night roster of the team. Is there a chance he will be sent down? Yeah, maybe, possibly, depends on how he performs, but I think the way he played over the past couple of preseason games really cemented his position in at least deserving a spot right now at the beginning of the season. He most recently practiced on a line with Gabe Vilardi and Vladimir Kachev, who are missing their third compatriot, Elias Andersson, who is now injured. So that could be a very high-octane scoring line, potentially not the best defensively, so keep an eye on that one. The team's also kind of solved their fourth-line center issue by bringing Blake Lizotte back into the fold. They sort of gave Trevor Moore a tryout in that position, and it just didn't really work very well. He has played center before. He played center for Team USA in Men's Worlds over the summer, over the offseason, but the Kings apparently did not like what they saw with him and moved him back over to wing. So right now, as it stands, looking at the Kings from their practice on Monday morning, I think things are still subject to change, obviously, before the Kings have their first game. But right now, we've got Victor Arvidsson, Anže Kopitar, Dustin Brown, Alex Iafallo, Phil Deneau, Adrian Kempe, again, the Kachev, Vilardi, Kaliev line, Brendan Lemieux, Blake Lizotte, Trevor Moore, and Carl Grundstrom is right now sort of the extra forward. So that's the guys up front. On defense, Olli Maatta is still hurt, so he's kind of out of the equation. Christian Wolanin is your extra defenseman. And then the very familiar pairings of Drew Doughty, Mikey Anderson, Matt Roy, Tobias Bjornfoot, Scott Walker, and newcomer Alex Edler. So no real surprises at this point. I think that there was some curiosity around what would happen with, you know, Lemieux, Grundstrom, guys who are sort of on the edge, let's say. But that injury to Elias Andersson, hopefully it's not going to be something long-term, but that kind of opened up another wing spot. So we've got our full complement of players. The Kings didn't have to decide really what to do with too many other guys. And really, Austin Wagner was the one casualty of, you've been here for a while, but we don't have room for you now. So things are still subject to change. Victor Arvidsson was also kind of banged up after the last preseason game, but he has been back at practice, back skating with the team, so doesn't seem like it's going to be something to impact anything in the future. I'm going to be really curious to watch that first line, the Arvidsson, Kopitar, Brown line, and see how quickly Todd McClellan pulls the trigger on changing it, because routinely, that line has been statistically among the worst for the Kings. And whether it's just those three guys getting acquainted with each other, whether it's, you know, the veterans Kopitar and Brown not particularly giving it their all in the preseason, which is understandable, but whatever it is, they have been getting kind of caved in some games. Not quite as caved in as Gabe Vilardi, who has been sadly not great at all in that aspect, but the scoring from him and Kachev has really kind of made up for it in many ways. But I will be really curious to see how long it takes Todd McClellan to tinker with that top six. I like Iafallo and Deneau. I'm not sold on Adrian Kempe there. I'm sadly not sold on much with Adrian Kempe right now. He's just been sort of unnoticeable in what I've seen of the preseason. So I think that he's a player who, you know, he's not in any danger of being a surprise wave or something to Ontario. Obviously, that'd be crazy. This is a season where I hope that finally maybe he would find a little more consistency, a little more production. And so far, has just not really looked that noticeable. Haven't really seen much from him that has caused me to, like, realize he was even out there on the ice. So the top six, I think, is still, even though the lines are what they are, it's still in flux a little bit. I think it would be fun to move Kaliev up there if he, you know, to see what happens there. There's a lot of movement you can have, but I think that, you know, Arvidsson was brought on for a reason. He was brought on to score, and he hasn't quite put it all together yet. I think that he is still there. Like, I think that the scoring player in him is still there. I don't think he's, like, done. But I think he needs to get comfortable with his teammates and needs to get comfortable on the ice with all of them and everything. And so we just haven't seen from him much other than, you know, some creativity and playmaking, the speed. We're still waiting for the scoring. I would say keep an eye on that top six, especially as the regular season gets started and we get through the first couple games. So that is our opening night roster. Again, things could change. They just have to make sure they have submitted a compliant roster today. But most likely this is what we're going into game number one with. So I'm excited. I think that maybe, even if this team is not good, maybe this is the year that they're bad but fun. So we'll see. I'm going to close out the show after this with a look at the new jerseys that have been released by the Kings. That is coming up right after this on Locked On Los Angeles Kings. Before that, though, you need a snack because you want to sit back, you want to relax, you want to eat something that's healthy for you, is going to get you energy, get you prepared for the rest of your day, and that is Built Bar. Built Bars are protein bars that taste like candy bars. They are super delicious, and best of all, they're actually good for you, so you can eat them guilt-free. They are high in protein, high in fiber, low sugar, low fat, and really all around delicious. They come in a ton of amazing flavors. There's always new varieties being introduced. The Churro Puff, I believe, is back. So if you've ever heard me talk about the Churro Puff, guess what? You can have one again. So make sure you go to built.com, check out all that they have to offer, all of the great flavors available, and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKED15 on built.com. So one last thing today, New Jersey, not New Jersey the state or the team. New Jersey, as in the Kings, have announced their new alternate jersey for this season. Lots of teams have been slowly unveiling new jerseys through Adidas, which is the authentic Adizero Prime Green alternate jersey. So I know that the whole Adizero Prime Green thing sounds like a bunch of word salad. So what it is, and this is coming right from previous press releases from Adidas and from the NHL, so this isn't me, like, somehow having memorized any of these facts. Prime Green is a series of high-performance materials containing a minimum of 50% recycled content. This is the first time that all 32 NHL teams will be taking the ice wearing jerseys made from recycled materials. Adidas goes on to talk about how they know that plastic waste is a problem, and that they have worked to innovate how they produce their products. And that includes turning them into fabrics to make a jersey. Adidas has apparently been working for probably about 10 years, almost 10 years now, on developing and introducing innovations that reduce the company's overall carbon footprint, specifically the use of plastic, as part of its goal to completely eliminate the use of virgin polyester by 2024. So this is a pretty cool development in terms of sustainability, in terms of not creating more things that just become waste. And, you know, if you've ever looked into A, the recycling problem that we have here in the United States, and B, just like the mounds of plastic trash that live in our ocean now, like, this is really cool. Who knows how effective it is or how much of a dent it's making, but at least they're, like, you know, making an effort to do something. So again, these jerseys are made out of recycled materials. So not only are they, like, cool new jerseys, but they're also helping the environment, allegedly. The Kings jersey is a throwback to the Wayne Gretzky days. It's the Chevron logo, white jersey, chevron, lots of silver bling. And if you're like me and you loved the chrome helmets from when the Kings played the Stadium Series right back before COVID ruined everything, the chrome helmets are back. Chrome helmets, white gloves, similar look to what they had at that Stadium Series game. I'm really pumped about it. I get that a lot of people aren't. And I totally, all of your complaints about the chrome helmets are valid. Like, you're not wrong, but I still think they're really cool. And I'm excited for the chrome helmets. We've seen the Kings wear the 90s chevron before, but this is now back as their third jersey. So yeah, those gray ones that had been introduced for the 50th anniversary, those are gone. Thank goodness. I thought they were boring. This at least is fun. Although, I mean, if they were going with a throwback, I really wish they would have stuck with the reverse retro that we had last year and gone with the forum blue and gold. But hey, this is really cool too. The jersey is going to be worn 15 times this season, so we'll probably see it, you know, obviously both at home and away. It's a white jersey, so we'll get some also fun, interesting road whites at home kind of nights as well. The first game you're going to see it at, November 17th, 2021, against the Washington Capitals at Staples Center. So that'll be your first chance to see the jersey, and it is also going to go on sale that day. I would presume that since this is going to be a regular fixture for the Kings, that this isn't just a one-off like the reverse retro, that this one will stick around a little longer in terms of purchasing it. You know, maybe you don't have to purchase one immediately and risk never getting one like me in the reverse retros last season. So this one seems to be sticking around for a little while, but I'd still say, you know, make sure you're on it. You can obviously buy it online or at the Team LA store at the arena. But New Jersey, harkening back to the days of Wayne Gretzky, I think it looks pretty slick. There's a lot of like silver bling on it. It'll be interesting to see how it works on TV because the white and silver doesn't always do so well in terms of legibility, especially on TV or from a distance. But I think they look pretty slick. So excited to see those debut in November and excited to get the season started. Throughout the week, we of course will keep up with any lineup updates, any health updates on our injured players. And now that the season is beginning, you can also look forward to some conversations with our other hosts from across the Locked On Network. We're going to be talking with Seth from Locked On Wild coming up soon, and hopefully checking in with hosts for all the teams we're going to be playing, since we are playing all the teams this year and not just, you know, the same Pacific Division teams over and over again. So that's very exciting. I'm pumped for the season to start, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go Kings. All right. All right. Cool. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you're following this show on whatever your favorite podcast app of choice is. Subscribe to it so you never miss a future episode. Find me on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. Find the show on Twitter at Locked On LA Kings. Give us a follow. Say hello. Let me know what you're interested in hearing about, if there's anyone you're interested in hearing from as we get closer to and begin the regular season of hockey. Thanks again for making Locked On Kings your first listen of the day, or, you know, you hope to make it your first listen of the day, and I just don't always feel my end of the bargain. Now make your second listen Locked On Fantasy Hockey, because Scott Cullen, our host, leans on his decades of fantasy hockey insight and experience every day to help you be the expert of your fantasy league. It is free and available on all platforms, so go check out Locked On Fantasy Hockey. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with more Kings news here on Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.